Ghana is known for some of the finest cocoa in the world. People's Food Co-op General Manager and CEO Michelle Schrey says Ghana also has a long history of cooperatives. After being freed from 40 years of government control, Schrey says there's been a resurgence of cooperatives in recent years. Schrey's La Crosse Food Cooperative sells many organic products. She says the organic industry is growing in Ghana, especially for cocoa and coffee.
We'll be visiting co-ops of different types in Ghana, some producer co-ops. Ghana actually produces some of the finest cocoa in the world, and it's one of the exports that they've been using to help economically develop some of their coastal regions and inland regions.
Schrey says National Cooperative Business Association members will share their knowledge of cooperatives with their counterparts in Ghana. But she says she's anxious to learn about a program run by Ghana's cooperatives. It's called GATE, which stands for Government Accountability Improves Trust. She says cooperatives mobilize citizens to work with local government to improve transparency and accountability.
Showing people how to actually engage in the process through town meetings and through engagement with their local officials. And I think a lot of folks find that local government is so complicated and cumbersome that they're not really sure how to engage and when the appropriate time to engage is. So I think that, you know, we could actually learn a few things from what they're doing there.
Schrey says rural electric, credit union, healthcare, and housing cooperatives are also represented in the delegation headed to Ghana. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.